By now, it's obvious that our culture, both online and off, is in the grip of a cat craze. Celebrity house cats ink movie deals, make charitable donations, and count Hollywood starlets among their Twitter followers. Their plush likenesses fill the shelves at Nordstrom. They promote their own fashion lines and iced coffee blends. Their images swarm the internet. Indeed, house cats oversee entire cat cafes, bizarre establishments where people go to sip tea among random felines, now opening their doors in New York and Los Angeles, and cities around the world. All this silliness, however, distracts from something far more interesting. Despite our confessed cat obsession, we know very little about what these animals are, how they came to dwell among us, and why, both inside and outside our homes, they wield such immense power. The plot thickens when you consider how little we seem to get out of this fraught relationship. People are accustomed to driving a very hard bargain with domesticated animals. We expect our dependents to come to heel, schlep our stuff, or even obediently proceed to the slaughterhouse. Yet, cats don't fetch the newspaper or lay tasty eggs or let us ride them. It's not often that human beings are left scratching their heads about why in the world we would keep a creature, let alone hundreds of millions of them. The obvious answer is that we like cats, love them even. But why do we? What is their secret? It's especially confusing because the same cherished creature is also classified as one of the world's 100 worst invasive species, causing damage to a range of ecosystems and even some endangered animals to extinction. Australian scientists recently described stray cats as a bigger menace to the continent's mammals than global warming or habitat loss. In a landscape teeming with great white sharks and common death adders, it is the house cat that Australia's Minister of the Environment has singled out as a savage beast. Bewildered animal lovers sometimes can't decide if we should spoon-feed our cats canned salmon with creme fraiche or harden our hearts against them forever. The same uncertainty permeates American laws. In some states, pet trusts enable house cats to legally inherit millions of dollars. In other places, cats who live outdoors are classified as vermin. New York City recently shut down a large swath of its mighty subway system in an effort to rescue two stray kittens. As our country euthanizes millions of healthy cats and kittens each year, when it comes to house cats, contradictions reign. That house cats play for survival in the human-dominated world is striking and unique. Their story has universal implications. It's an example of how a single small and seemingly innocent human act, taking up with a petite species of wildcat and giving it the run of our hearths and ultimately our hearts, can have cascading global consequences, stretching from the interior forests of Madagascar to the schizophrenic wards to message boards. How did these tiny creatures become so powerful? Let's embark on a remarkable adventure through history, evolutionary biology, and pop culture to discover the origins and consequences of our feline obsession.